paper folder or a bag, like a grocery bag.
Yeah.
All right, a couple of other things. What did your father do for a living?
Well, he worked in Lenore City. He worked in the car works for a long time until we moved Sweetwater back when I just stopped. And then he was getting old, and he washed down there at the Walmart.
That was car works. Was that the railroad cars?
Yeah, that's when that's before they moved them out. They moved them out of Lenore City now. Moved them not.
That's the Southern?
Yeah, that's Southern.
What kind of work do you do?
He watched down there at the wool mill, watched every night for the rest of his life. And he bought a farm, and I was practically raised out here on a little old farm out here on Fork
Creek. Did your mother work?
No.
And how about your grandparents? What did they do for a living?
A farm.
They're all
farmers.
Yeah. And what about, was your wife born around Sweetwater? Or?
No, she was born in North Carolina, my first wife. Now, I've been married twice.
Okay. Well,
my first wife was born in North Carolina.
Where in North Carolina?
And I believe it's Cherokee.
Over in Western Carolina.
And then my last wife was born here.
Mm-hmm.
She was born right out here, just out of Sim.
And how about her education?
Well, she went, my first wife went almost through high school.
Uh-huh.
And then she quit.
Uh-huh.
We married when I was about 19 years old. And that's about time they're getting ready to quit anyway, you know. And so my last wife, well, she was born and raised here.
Uh-huh.
And she's still living with me.
Uh-huh.
I raised four kids.
Uh-huh.
Nice, one boy and three girls. One of them lives at, boy lives at Oak Ridge. He's an elk coach. He's a good barber. I learned barbering. He speaks that swell, and he had to quit barbering, so he went into elk coach and got camera. Told him as long as he moved around, he'd be all right. He kept his circulation going, so he quit barbering. And,
I imagine it's a lot of standing on your feet all day.
Yeah, well, it never did affect me. You see, I haven't got many veins.
Mm-hmm.
Most barbers got vertical veins.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of my girls lives in Illinois. They're pretty well fit. She married a school teacher. I lived over at Clinton 3 years. Just when I went and took a job over and thought I could make a go of it, wasn't doing no good here. Better come back and take care of my mother.
Mm-hmm.
She was out.
Where's Clinton?
It's 20 miles out of Knoxville.
I see.
Over next to Oak Ridge.
Did you live anyplace else besides Clinton and
no, in Sweetwater?
In Sweetwater, and then Lenore.
That's right. Yeah, I was born and raised right around.
Now, there might be a couple of other items there that I've forgotten. I'd like to get some of these other.
Well, I told you about him making me three bad deeds for the house.
Yeah. Well, now I want to get some specific things here about some of the language you use. For weather and so forth. For example, have you had much rain lately?
Here?
Yeah.
Not a great deal. We had rain yesterday, the first rain we've had in 2 weeks, ain't it? About 2 weeks.
How would you describe the kind of rain you had yesterday?
A good one. That's good rain yesterday. That's good rain.
Do you have any special names you use for a very hard rain?
Yeah, we call them storms.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Does it have to have lightning and thunder?
Oh yeah, storm. It's thundered and lightning awful here yesterday, last night.
How about if it just comes pouring down suddenly?
No.
What would you call a rain like that?
I'd call that a flood.
Yeah.
Because a gradual rain is what we need for vegetables, of course. But just a storm like that, why, it just comes in a big gush or two and then it's gone.
Yeah. Well, that's the kind of storm I was talking about, you know, if you had any special.
No, we don't have much of that.
You know. And how about the wind that you get with these storms?
We've had a cyclone through this part of the country when we lived out in the country, and that's been 25, 30 years ago, and that's the only one we've had through this part of the country. Now they have them in the West and all.